Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Movement Control Order, MCO, was put in place in hopes to curb the spread of this infectious virus. However, it also saw a lot of business premises and companies either shut down or halt operations. With the shutting down of business premises, an estimate of 15,597 workers in Johor have either had their salaries reduced or lost their jobs throughout MCO. According to Harian Metro, this data was derived from Johor's Department of Labor based on 398 companies' applications to terminate their workers. The chairman of Johor's Environmental and Health Committee, R. Vidyananthan, provided the statistics, stating that by law, Section 63, Employment Act 1955, companies are required to submit employees' details when it comes to recruiting or terminating workers from their employment through relevant forms. Companies' application for permanent termination of employees are around 1,443 workers, voluntary termination, 180 workers, temporary termination, 2,864 workers, and salary reduction, 11,110 workers, said Vidyananthan in a statement today, 30 April. Vidyananthan further explained that the Labor Department has developed a special squad known as Squad Khidmat Sipat SKC to handle complaints and ensure that companies adhere to the rules set by the government during MCO. The Labor Department, JTK, in collaboration with the Employees Health and Safety Department of Johor, JKKP, will also be advising company managements to abide to the law based on Act 342, and failure to do so may result in police intervention. To the companies that provide lodging for their employees, they are also advised to pay attention to social distancing and maintain good hygienic conditions in the lodging premises to ensure there's no COVID-19 outbreak, said Vidyananthan. Vidyananthan stated that 26 centralized labor quarters, CLQs, in Johor have been given standard operating procedures, SOPs, in regards to the lodging of foreign workers. The COVID-19 outbreak has impacted many people's lives and shaken the economy of various countries. The Star also revealed that the number of people reporting loss of jobs and seeking aid under SOXO's Employment Insurance Scheme, ICE, has risen substantially in March, even before MCO was implemented. Following MCO, the government has announced various initiatives through the economic stimulus package in hopes to aid all Malaysians. We hope that there are better times coming and that Malaysia will be able to win its battle against COVID-19. We are all in this together, please stay safe and stay indoors. Also read, only one person allowed in car in Sabah for now, second person allowed for specific reasons only. You have reached the end of this story.